Most organizations, especially donor-supported organizations, are very fearful of sharing with anybody the things that go wrong. And people learn more sometimes from looking at things that didn't go right than things that went right. If you try and make everything look, oh, we had everything, we're meeting our goals and the outcomes are coming here. But you need to raise up, and it's tough for people. I mean, you're dealing with people, they don't want to face it. But if you put them through that, these three steps, what are our values? What are our true values? Now, values are subjective, and that's what you're trying to work here, the subjective part. Because, and morals are objective, and ethics are what should be. So you just have people look at what that is, and then you say, let's look at now what prevents us from achieving those values. Now you got to look at the things that are wrong. Don't let those things come in when you set your values. Set your values, and then you do that, and then you look at what is it that we need to do to overcome those barriers in order to achieve and stay with our values. And so it takes a little time to do that. But I've seen the doing that with people, so you can get them finally open. And then what I do is, because everybody has their values, have different ones, so you get off the board. And then the way I do it is, then I say, now you got two votes up there, and then you find out what the top two or three are, and then you take those off, and then you ask, and now you get one vote on the remainders that you can find. And in the process, people buy in, because it's amazing that people don't even. I had the two, so that they could vote for what they thought was their first one, and then at least one other one. A lot of people don't even vote for what they said was their number one value after the discussion goes on. So that's kind of a process you can go through.